Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Shane Tucker. He is the Chief Deputy of Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Happy Monday.
Good morning. Happy Monday. I would just as soon never talk about kid crimes, honestly, but you and I both know that if we do that, then people are less aware, and then when people are less aware, they don't help to thwart these things. We had a horrible story that I guess was kind of like it took place a while ago, but the investigation was ongoing, and so kind of the results of that investigation have been in the news, but we had a young baby that was very severely injured in Gulf Breeze, and you guys have made an arrest connected to this?
Yes, sir, we did. A child, if I'm not mistaken, the child was only a month or so old, presented to a local hospital with some injuries, and the doctors were able to determine that they were not consistent with some kind of accidental trauma. And so our major crimes investigators, along with Department of Children and Families, opened an investigation and determined that one of the caregivers of the children had actually committed some child abuse, resulting in the injuries, some pretty substantial injuries. Mm. So just recently an arrest was made in that case. But unfortunately we see those from time to time.
When you deal with these cases, is there such a thing as a typical, and what I mean by that is it typically a parent who is just careless, doesn't realize how easy it is to harm a baby, or is it somebody who's, you know, it's angry, it's lack of self-control, or worse? I mean, what causes it? Because I want to believe, okay, and I mean, I'm naive, I know that, but what I want to believe is that children of these ages only get hurt because parents just don't realize what they're doing or make mistakes. But what do you see?
Well, you know, you see several things. I don't want to paint everybody with the same broad brush.
Sure.
But if I had to say, more often than not, the perpetrator's intent is not to harm the child. It's more often than not, it's someone who has reached a breaking point. They allow their frustration to come out in angry ways. You know, they lose control. You know, I have seen cases where someone intentionally harms a child, but that's, I would say, that's rare. Usually it's someone who just loses control.
And the reason I wanted to ask that, because it's going to sound weird to say, but I was kind of hoping that was the answer, because if that's ever you can always call for help. You can always just take a step back, pause, think, say I'm getting angry and I'm losing sleep and I'm feeling myself start to yell and scream. And, you know, like those kinds of warning signs, right, that can really help avert the end disaster of really harming a child, something that you can never undo. And I know there are so many resources, and that's why I wanted to mention that, because for every parent gets stressed out, right?
Yes, they do.
And that's
and you're absolutely right. You have to depend on other people when you find yourself in that situation, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if your intent was to hurt the child or not.
Right.
The child was hurt. The child has consequences. In many cases, those consequences are deadly, and certainly the legal consequences, as far as they're concerned, it's irrelevant if your intent was to harm the child or not.
You guys also had a very concerning event. You had a carjacking at Baghdad Park last week, and then a follow-up kind of a manhunt that I believe involved even a helicopter. Is that right?
We did. Last Tuesday, a carjacking was reported in the Baghdad area. Now, according to the victim, one of the suspects was armed with a handgun, I believe. And just a couple days later, on Thursday, our deputies located that stolen vehicle. And when they tried to stop the car, the occupants fled on foot. They ran out of the car. And this was in the vicinity of the T.R. Jackson School in Milton. So just as a precaution, the school was, you know, implemented security measures just out of an abundance of caution, because suspects were so close by. The school was locked down for a short period of time. There was no threat, direct or otherwise, to the school. And one of the suspects was quickly caught, and if I'm not mistaken, a couple other suspects remain wanted at this time.
And by the way, just because, you know, this comes up sometimes, a school being in lockdown, as you said, doesn't necessarily mean that there's something happening in the school. It's just that's the best thing to do when you might have a concern in the area, right?
Correct. You know, part of the security procedures of a school is to keep bad people out of that school. And when they get a report that there's bad people in the area, the smart thing to do is lock it down. And that does bring up a good point. You know, people, when they see that, when they see a school is locked down, they have a tendency to panic and get on Facebook and social media. And social media is a great place for us to get information. But I would just caution folks about putting out information that is not confirmed or that's made up. You know, we had some people putting out information that a shooting took place at D.R. Jackson, and that's just absolutely not true, and that upset some people.
It's amazing how much irresponsible behavior there is on social media with regards to that stuff. You know, often, I mean, somebody's got to start the rumor, but also somebody has to circulate it and spread it without, you know, doing their due diligence, which happens all the time. Hey, last thing I just wanted to ask you briefly about this, Shane, is there's a plan now that got funded on Friday to allow National Guard volunteers to choose to work duty at perimeter security and, you know, like sort of outside, not dealing with the prisoners perhaps exactly, but at some of the state correctional facilities. And Santa Rosa Correctional Institution is one on the list. And I just know a lot of people are not clear about who owns and operates what, but maybe just take a second and tell them, you know, Santa Rosa CI is not something that you guys oversee. That's a state prison. You guys oversee the jail, which is close by, but not the same.
That's correct. We are very close by. They're just there within a stone's throw from us, but that is a state correctional facility run by the Florida Department of Corrections. Ours is a county-maintained facility, which the sheriff runs. So the National Guard will not have anything to do with our facility or our property, but they'll be right next door.
Absolutely. And so, you know, also just a note that whenever that does come to pass, if you start to see, you know, National Guardsmen at the jails, well, that's the plan is because of staffing issues and money shortages and what they're trying to do to solve that problem a little bit. Shane Tucker, he's the Chief Deputy Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, thanks for the time and thanks for keeping us safe. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you soon.